All right, everyone, get ready for a deep dive into all things Kenya ETA. That's the electronic travel authorization you need if you're thinking about visiting this incredible country. Looks like our source material this time is mainly focused on kenyavisas.com.
Yeah, looks like they've got pretty much everything you can need there. Practical tips and all the requirements and even FAQs. Like a one-stop shop for planning your trip.
Exactly. So whether you're dreaming of a safari or maybe a business trip or just really want to experience the Kenyan culture, this deep dive is going to make sure that you're completely prepared for your trip.
Should be fun.
Yeah, definitely. You know, one thing that jumped out at me right away was the fact that Kenya has this 5-year multiple entry visa.
Oh, wow. 5 years.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's pretty rare, right? I mean, that's fantastic for anyone who wants to really get to know the country.
Yeah. It's pretty fascinating. I think it just shows how committed Kenya is to attracting visitors, you know?
Yeah.
Whether it's for tourism or business or even just repeat visits to see family or friends, a 5-year visa like that really encourages people to, you know, get to know the country better.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree. So I think it'd be good to, you know, for those people who haven't really dealt with ETAs before, to just break down what they are and why more and more countries are using them.
Sure.
You know, what's the point?
Yeah. So basically, an ETA is kind of like a pre-travel authorization that's meant to simplify the whole visa process. So instead of having to deal with tons of paperwork and embassy visits, you just apply online, you get approved, and then you're good to go. It's much more efficient for travelers, but it's also much more efficient for the immigration authorities too.
Okay. So it's all about making things smoother, but I'm sure a lot of people listening are like, okay, but do I need one? So let's talk about those eligible and exempt countries. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, so the source material goes into this, and it's a little bit more complicated than you might think. Very few countries are actually fully exempt from needing an ETA, but it really depends on the type of ETA you need.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah. So let's start with the standard ETA.
Okay.
Who needs that and who doesn't?
So for the standard ETA, the vast majority of countries are going to need to apply. There are only 6 countries that are totally exempt.
Oh, wow.
Which means their citizens can actually just enter Kenya without any electronic authorization.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. But even then, their stay is limited to 180 days.
Okay. Got it. So 6 countries get a free pass, but everyone else has to go through the ETA process. So what about the East African tourist visa? Any exemptions for that?
It looks like that one is a little trickier. Yes. Exemption for the East African tourist visa depends on something called reciprocal agreements. So basically, if your country offers visa-free entry to Kenyans, then you'll probably be exempt when you visit Kenya, Rwanda, and Uganda with that visa.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like a diplomatic, you know, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours kind of thing.
Exactly.
So for anyone listening, the main takeaway here is that you should always double check the exact requirements for your country. Like, don't just assume.
Yeah, absolutely. And even if you are from an exempt country, it's always a good idea to just double check, especially because these things can change.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so let's say that our listener has checked and they do, in fact, need an ETA. What are the most important things they need to have ready before they even start the application?
Okay, so the basics are really pretty straightforward. You need a valid passport, and not just any valid passport. It has to be valid for at least 6 months from the day you arrive in Kenya.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Gives you a bit of leeway if you decide to stay a little bit longer.
Exactly.
What else?
You also need to make sure you have enough blank pages in your passport, at least 2 empty pages, for those all-important entry and exit stamps. And then, of course, you need passport photos. Mm-hmm. But those have to meet specific requirements for the size and the background and all that.
Yeah, yeah. Passport photos are always a nightmare.
I know. The website actually has a whole section just on passport photos.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's helpful or just overkill, but
I'm sure it's helpful for some people. I always feel like I'm trying to solve a puzzle to get it right.
Exactly.
But yeah, at least they give you clear instructions. All right, what else should we flag for our listeners before we jump into the application itself?
Well, you absolutely need proof of your travel arrangements. So you have to provide details of both your inbound and your outbound flights. So this basically shows that you have a concrete plan.
Right. They want to make sure you're not just going to, you know, wander in and never leave.
Right. Exactly.
Even though it's a beautiful country, they want to make sure that you're going to leave eventually. What about proof of where you're going to stay? Do you need to have hotel bookings sorted out ahead of time?
It looks like it's a good idea to give them details of where you plan to stay during your trip. So it could be a hotel reservation or like a rental agreement or even just confirmation that you're staying with friends or family.
Yeah. Okay. So just being organized and showing that you have a plan. Okay. So flights, accommodation, passport, anything else?
One more thing. The source material also mentions having proof that you have enough money to cover all your expenses while you're there.
Okay.
This may not always be a strict requirement, but it's definitely a good idea to be ready, especially if you're staying for a long time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They basically just want to make sure that you can support yourself while you're in Kenya.
Yeah. You can enjoy everything it has to offer without, running out of money. So, okay, to recap for everyone, you need a valid passport, enough blank pages, recent passport photos that meet all the requirements, your flight information, details about where you're going to stay, and some way to show that you have enough money to cover your expenses.
Yes.
Sounds like a good pre-flight checklist to me.
Yeah, it's all about being prepared. So that way, when we talk about the application itself, you'll be ready to tackle it confidently.
Awesome. Speaking of the application, I'm curious how user-friendly the whole online system actually is. Is it super easy, or is it kind of like you're jumping through all these digital hoops?
Well, from what I saw on KenyaVisas.com, they really emphasize that it's very user-friendly. They say it's designed to be straightforward and intuitive, even for people who aren't super tech savvy.
Okay, that's good. But, I always love to get into the details, so can we walk everyone through the steps so they know exactly what to expect?
Sure. The source material actually breaks down the steps, which is really helpful. So first, you have to create an account on the official eVisa portal.
Got it.
And this is basically where you manage everything to do with your application. You can track its status and everything.
Okay, so it's like your ETA home base.
Exactly.
All right, and then what?
So once you're logged in, you choose the right type of ETA based on why you're going to Kenya, tourist, business, transit, etc. And then you just fill out the application form with all the basic info that we already talked about. Personal details, passport information, travel plans, all that.
And this is where accuracy is super important, right? One tiny mistake could mess everything up.
They actually talk about this a lot on the website.
Okay.
They tell people to double check, even triple check everything before they submit it to avoid any delays or rejections.
Yeah, better to be safe than sorry.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you filled out the form. What happens next?
Then you upload your documents. So you'll need digital copies of your passport photo, the page with your passport information, your flight itinerary, and then any other documents that are required based on what type of ETA you're applying for. And just make sure that all the files are clear and easy to read. You don't want them trying to decipher some blurry scan.
Yeah, no fuzzy photos.
Exactly.
Okay, so the forms are done, docs are uploaded. What's the last step?
Payment. You'll be taken to a secure payment gateway where you can pay the fee using a credit card, debit card, or sometimes even online payment platforms like PayPal. And then once the payment goes through, you're pretty much set.
Awesome.
Just sit back, relax, and wait for that confirmation email that lets you know your ETA is approved.
Okay. And how long does that usually take? Like, how long do you have to wait?
They say the standard processing time is about 72 hours. But sometimes it might take a bit longer if they have a lot of applications to go through.
Okay.
But the good thing is that you can track the status online, so you're not just totally left wondering.
Oh, that's good. No more constantly checking your inbox, waiting for that email. So we've gone over a lot.
Yeah.
Eligibility, all the requirements, the application process. Before we get into what happens next in your Kenyan ETA journey, any last bits of advice for our listener?
I just want to say, don't stress too much. The Kenyan ETA system is really meant to be simple and easy to use. Do your research, get your documents together, and just be organized. Most importantly, this is just the first step to an amazing trip to Kenya.
So true. The ETA is just the beginning of all the amazing experiences that await in Kenya.